Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite Lorecast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast universe of lore behind the Mass Effect games. We'll talk about all the details you may have missed, ask the hard questions, and more.
Commander Shepards, welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast. I always find it funny when I just call everybody Shepard, but we've all been Shepard, right? Like that counts. We've all been there. This is Tom, or Robots, and I'm here with N7 legend Sam. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. You know, we had to take the last week off. That's because I wasn't doing so well.
Yeah, but you look a lot better.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I also got a haircut recently. So.
Oh, maybe that's it.
I think that's it.
I cut all my hair off too. It's all real short now. It was getting kind of long. It was like, yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, we both got haircuts.
We both did it. We did a thing. Yeah. Well, welcome back, everybody. This episode is going to be awesome because, warning, if you have young ones around, this one might also get a little dirty. We're talking about which three companions you would choose for marrying, killing, and a romantic night with. We'll just call it that. So we have our patrons here. It's the end of May. And what better conversation to have with a bunch of people on the internet and get personal about, right? What do you think, Sam?
Yeah, I, you know, when I woke up today, I didn't imagine that I would find myself talking to other people about who in Mass Effect that I would fuck. But here we are.
But I mean, that's normal. That's a normal conversation. That happens all the time. that's the normal part of it. It's having to choose a companion to kill or maybe marry, committing to marrying. Those are the two that seem harder. At least,
yeah, that's true. We've already made the first decision.
Yeah, at some point,
all three of the games, we already made that decision multiple times.
Right. I feel like that's the more normal one. But anyway, let's introduce everybody. We've got a lot to get through. We've got a full house tonight, so I'm just going to go through and say hi to each of you guys. Just respond with a "Hey, this is me," so people know your voices. Genesis, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm holding it together. I'm doing all right. My voice is a little off today.
Yeah, that's okay. It's a little huskier. It's you got a kind of a sexy husky thing going on. She's just nodding. She's like, yeah, sure, Tom. Cloudy. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Okay. Cloudy Atlas, welcome back to the show.
Hey, I'm not as husky. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. And you and FTN, did I say that correctly? Welcome to the show.
You can say when.
When.
Hello.
Wen, welcome. Glad you're here. And then we have Kolka Shins joining us. Kolka. Oh, we got a mute and an unmute. There we go.
Easy on.
Hey, welcome, welcome. And then Apollo's back. Apollo, welcome.
Hello.
And Psyche returning as well. Psyche.
Hello.
And man, we got four more people to do. Soda, welcome. How's it going?
Doing great, Tom.
Awesome.
It's been a good day.
Awesome. And then William's joining us. William.
Hello.
How's it going? And Turbo. Turbo's back.
Hi.
Hi, Turbo. And then Meiji Moose. What's up, Meiji? Oh, Meiji's frozen.
Either that or Meiji's being incredibly still.
Wow. Meiji's amazing. Oh, Meiji's moving again. Meiji, can you hear us? Oh, you're muted. You got to unmute.
Can you guys hear me?
There you go. Now it's working.
Oh my gosh.
It's working now.
I have the sexiest and huskiest voice out of all of us, and I was muted.
Yeah. Oh no, that's true. That's true. You are a sexy beast. Anyway, let's move on with this. So the initial question here, this is how we're going to start out the show, is from all of the companions, you have to pick one to marry, one to kill, and one to spend a romantic evening with. So you can choose from any of them. Later on, depending on how long this conversation goes, we're going to move into specific groups of three, and you got to pick one of each, and you guys can come up with some ideas for that. So not everybody has to do it, but if you have a list of three people that you think it would be very difficult to choose between, then you're welcome to do that as well. So should we just take this in order? We'll start with Jen. Jen, are you ready for this? She's like dying over here. Poor Jen. You good to go?
Sorry. Yes, I am back. Yeah.
All right.
I think that if it's Shepherd making these decisions, my choices might be a little bit different. But if it's Genesis making these choices, I think I have my go-tos.
Yeah, I think this is you. This is Genesis making these decisions. You're not role-playing as Shepherd right now.
All right. So Genesis, I would spend a night with Jacob. Because it is all about the prize. I would marry Caden because I love a man that can cook. And I would kill Morinth.
Oh, okay. All right. So do you want to justify some of these any more than that? Or are you ready for some responses? Oh, and the cat has opinions, clearly.
The cat always has opinions.
Okay. How did the rest of you guys feel about this? Who wants to chime in? You guys have any thoughts or questions? Sam?
I have an opinion about the Morinth one. That's a very creative answer for the which one would you kill? Because honestly, I think a lot of people will forget that Morinth is indeed a possible squad mate. I don't know many people who choose that one just because they want to, as opposed to that the fact that they hadn't done it yet. So I like that answer.
Yeah.
Interesting. And when you say Jacob is for the prize?
It's his line right before the romance scene in the game.
That's
what he says to you.
But you're not alluding to a specific prize that you're not insinuating what that prize might be.
A one night stand with Jacob.
The actual situation is the prize, not a physical thing. Got it.
Well, if he wants to buy me presents, then I'm all for that too.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Wait, cool.
Does he actually say that he's like something about the prize when they before they sleep together? That sounds douchey.
It's actually okay. So in the scene itself, it's not, and there is more dialogue surrounding it, and it makes sense in the thing. It's about is sneaking up to the commander's quarters worth the risk? Because if he gets rejected, then that's going to be really hurtful. But if he does, if it actually happens, then possible reprimations are totally worth the prize in the end.
The prize, right? That makes more sense. Got it. All right. Good list. Good start. Let's move on. Cloudy, do you have a list for us?
Okay. So I feel like I'm back in high school. I misunderstood the assignment.
Oh,
I forgot
no.
the key word of squad mate. Oops. So two of my people are not squad mates. Do you want me to proceed or do you want me to just shoot from the hip?
Let's hear this. I want to hear your first list. And then if you can pick from just the squad mates, tell us that one also.
Okay. So Mary is easy. It's just like the romance I choose. I pick Garrus every time.
For marriage or yeah. for the one night thing?
Marriage.
Marrying. Okay, so you're gonna marry.
And Garrus. Then one night stand, I picked Reyes Vidal from Andromeda.
Okay.
Because he is a scumbag. You don't want to keep him around more than one night.
But he's worth a night.
Yep.
Okay.
And then my kill was Gavin Archer.
Okay.
You don't actually get to do that, even if you go renegade.
So you're,
like, you kind of do indirectly, but not really.
So you're like living into this a little bit more. That's
yeah.
That's how it's working for you. Okay. So if you had just spur of the moment, pick from squad mates, where do you go? Just like shooting from the hip. Like, what's your gut say?
Still same answer for Mary. For kill, I'm picking Zaid.
Okay.
Because the first time I played through, I shot him and I was like, okay, I'm not reloading that save then.
You just let it
continued onward.
Just let it go. Yeah, that's some kind of a fun way to play, is that, you know, your decisions or accidental decisions are just how it is. So that's just the way it's going to go.
Yeah, I went Paragon. It was like, you're a bad teammate. And then I shot him. So fate chose that one.
Wow.
And then one night stand, probably Jack.
Okay. For the same reasons as, like, she would be difficult to marry?
No, I just think long-term she would, like, it'd be tough to date her.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
she seems... she tries to do that the first time you talk to her, and if you take that prompt, then you can't actually be in a relationship with her.
Yeah, because, I don't know, I feel like she's, I mean, she's got a lot of, like, emotional baggage going on.
She presents a tough exterior, mainly to scare people away. And I think it becomes pretty evident throughout her character development that it really is just a shell, and that inside she's just as scared as anyone else. Maybe more so. And clearly because of the trauma that Jack has been through, she has a problem being vulnerable with people, and that's totally understandable and acceptable. But I also see where Cloudy's coming from, when it comes to, like, you know, would I rather have a one night stand? If the question is Jack, would I rather have a one night stand with Jack, marry Jack, or kill Jack? Certainly would not want to try to kill Jack, because I would end up dead. I would become a blood stain on the wall. And for that exact reason that she scares the shit out of me, I wouldn't want to marry her.
Right. Yeah. I feel like that's a lot of responsibility taking. I mean, people have, you know, mental, like, emotional stuff is very real, and a lot of us deal with it. And, like, knowingly going into that long term it's a lot to take on. So I totally understand that. All right, cool. Anyone else want to chime in about this list? Any thoughts on this one? Does anybody agree with this, like, wholeheartedly and, like, yeah, that's my list? Turbo?
So, we can only, when we're dating, like, dating and marrying, are we only dating and marrying them when they're a squad mate, or are we talking about late Jack? Because late Jack, I could see.
Yeah, they can be, like, from, like, any point in the series, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that represents a full perspective on their personalities. Would you guys agree? Does that sound good? Okay. I'm getting some nods. All right, let's move on. Wen, it's you're up. What do you think? Who are your three picks?
I'm going to try to be a little unique. I'm going to say I'll sleep with Zaid.
Okay.
Marry Vega. I feel like he'll take care of me. And then kill Jacob.
Wow. All right. So what are your justifications for these? I feel like a lot of people wouldn't pick Zaid for marrying, but maybe I'm wrong about this?
No. Just one night stand.
Oh, one night stand
Vega,
with Zaid.
Vega is the...
I'm sorry. I confused them. Okay, so what's your justification here?
All right, so Zaid, I feel like he would know what he's doing.
Okay. Experience counts. Sure.
And Vega, he seems like a big teddy bear. I think he would take care of me with, no. This feels all awkward. And then Jacob is, I don't like him.
You just don't like him. You're just like, not my guy. Okay. Sam, do you have any thoughts on this one?
Honestly, I was intrigued by the choice of Zaid.
yeah.
I have not heard, so I've heard a lot of different takes in this game so far. But I guess I've been, and I've seen a lot of people on Twitter, some very shockingly, who they would like to romance. I'm looking at you people who want to romance Saren. I think the Zaid one I've seen even fewer representation of. I don't think that I've seen many people who want to romance Zaid, so that one's unique to me.
Yeah, but
I like his accent. I like He seems like he gets around.
Yeah, I mean, experience is important, right? Like, sure. All right. I get that. Any other thoughts on this from anybody? Jen?
Vega was on my short list of people of possible marriage potential, because I was like, I really like the big teddy bear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the muscles.
The muscles.
Yeah. She's saying the same thing I'm saying. I mean, dude's built, right? Like,
toss me around a little bit.
Toss you around. Gosh. All right. Nice. All right. Let's move on. Kolka, are you ready?
Yes. All right. So for my one night stand, I'm going to have to choose Thane. It's that, the flanging effect of his voice. And also Morden says that, I went back and I watched it, that oral contact may cause mild hallucinations, which is always fun.
So he's literally like a trip for you.
Yeah.
Right. All right. And
Mary Garrus. So basically you can have the one night stand every single night. And you also get that flanging voice effect as well.
Wow.
And that narrow waist.
So the voice really is important to you.
It's very, very important.
Wow. Okay.
And then, we're going to have to kill Ashley. And it's a lot more so because, like, one, I've already killed her, so it's an easier decision. And then two, when you're just trying to get Rex to calm the hell down, and then she can come in and shoot him in the head. And I'm like, can we please just use our words and not violence, but you just jump the gun, literally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I guess that makes sense. If you've already done it once, then why not? Sam, you have any thoughts on this?
I totally get the voice thing.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. Yeah. And it's somewhat related. It's mostly unrelated. But I was watching this documentary, I don't know how long ago. It was like a Nat Geo documentary talking about why human beings and voices, we prescribe so much meaning and importance to the voices of the people that we surround ourselves with. Mm-hmm. Specifically in romantic relationships. And from what I remember from the documentary was that our anthropologists theorized that one of the reasons why was because before humanity had invented electricity, and when the fire went out, the voice was the primary sensory input you were receiving from your partner.
In the dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you weren't using your eyes in the dark. You were using your ears. That makes sense. I can see that. Yeah. Especially in a romantic situation. That's typically what you have is, you know, feeling and hearing and smelling. But like, our ears are more of a primary sense. Like eyes are highest, like more of our brain is built around eyesight than anything else. And then I believe next on the list is hearing. So that's interesting. Interesting stuff. All right, Kolka, this sounds like an interesting list. Anyone else want to chime in on this one? I think everybody else is good.
I think the voice thing is really important.
Yeah. Okay. We got another voice person. Okay, cool.
I'm curious about the voice real quick. Kolka, I'm guessing that you've listened to Brandon Keener outside of Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Does Brandon's voice still do it for you outside of Mass Effect without the flanging?
Not as much.
Not as much.
I don't know what it is. That flanging just, it hits like the right nerve.
It gets you there.
All right, so if anybody's interested in Kolka, just send a vocal message and just use some sort of flanging effect on your voice.
I'm gonna save an audio file of Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh god.
Oh man, in flanging effect.
Yeah, rest his soul, poor guy.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I totally forgot that Gilbert got. Well, now I'm sad.
Oh, bummer, dude. Okay, well, let's move along. Apollo, what's your list?
Okay, well, to marry, I'm going to go with my favorite romance, of course. So I'm going to marry Tali.
Okay.
To have a one night stand with, I'm picking someone, and if this isn't allowed, then you can tell me and I'll pick somebody else. But this is someone you spend a lot of time on a mission with. So I would have a one night stand with Arya T'Loak. And then I'm going to take an easy way out for the kill because I don't really want to kill anybody. And since this guy is going to die no matter what, I guess I would kill Thane. Because he's going to die no matter what.
Oh, that's a bummer. Okay. All right. I see what we did there. Sam, do you think Arya is, I mean, not really a full-fledged companion, though, right?
Well, not really. I mean, yeah, interesting you say that because the DLC in Mass Effect 3. But I actually had Arya on my list for one-night stands.
You think that's...
She's bad as fuck. Like, let's be honest. And I wouldn't want to marry Arya.
I mean, I guess she gets a pass. Like,
I wouldn't want to marry Arya because I feel like she would get paranoid very easily. And as we all know, no one fucks with Arya. So all it would take is a little bit of a suspicion from Arya and you might disappear.
Yeah, so. this is something we had the same conversation on the Witcher Lorecast, and I had to preface this with, if you're going to pick the one night doing it thing with somebody, some of these characters, you better be straightforward with them about the intentions and what is to be expected, because if you're not, some of these people are very dangerous, and if they feel like you've been playing with their heart, then
no. Arya would totally, you know, for Shepard, if Shepard tried to hit up Arya the next day, Arya would be the person that's like, come on, Shepard, you knew what this was.
Right.
I feel like if Arya woke up and you were still there, she would look at you and be like, what the hell are you still doing here? Get out of my bed.
Yeah, right. Okay. Any other thoughts on this? Anybody else want to chime in?
I would not turn down Arya.
She's on Jen's list also. I'm getting a few other nods here. Some of you guys are like, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. There's some people whose names haven't come up yet that I'm kind of curious about, but I'm going to let this keep going to see what everyone else says. Thanks for that one, Apollo. Let's move on to Syke. Syke, what's your list?
Okay, so my list is I would marry Ash because I actually married an Ashley. My one night stand is Miranda and my kill is Javik.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're gonna kill the last Prothean? How dare you?
I mean, that's true. That's true. He's
the living person to have killed a Prothean.
Well, there's also that. Yeah. Well, Sam, you have thoughts on this one?
Oh, well, I have a lot of thoughts on this one, mainly because Syke is my galaxy master for a Mass Effect D&D campaign that we run. Uh-huh. And my character is a Prothean. So I'm is this the writing on the wall, Syke? I have to ask.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, boy. I think my days are numbered.
Everyone's days are numbered. That's the whole point of being the galaxy master. But no, I find Javik's survival like attitude, it gets grating, it gets old real fast. And after a while, I was just like, man, if I left you behind on a planet somewhere and just didn't notice, like a Home Alone-esque kind of thing, no one would be coming back for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, yeah, I think too with Javik, we don't know how old Javik actually is outside of how long he was in cryogenic sleep. Like, we don't know their lifespan, so he could have been 300-400 years old. And then that entire life was fighting Reapers.
Yeah.
It also seems like a lot of emotional baggage. I mean, dude went through some stuff. Yep. You know, it's still going through some stuff, you know, like to wake up and be like, all right, so what happened to my civilization and who are all of you? Yeah, I mean, that's a lot to deal with. Okay.
I would sleep with Javik.
Yeah. Yeah. Javik's on your list.
I think I can fix him. I can fix him.
That's another thing. That's a thing that's appealing for some people, is this idea that like I could be there for him, you know? Interesting stuff. All right, Psych. Good one. Soda, let's move to you. Who's on your list?
So I don't know if I can do this, but for marrying, I would go with Tally, because one, I love the nerdy girl.
Okay.
To kill, it's got to be Ashley, because, you know, she's just so angry all the time, so hostile. And then, I don't know if I can do this, but for a one-night stand, it'd be between Jack and Kasumi.
Oh, okay. So if you had to pick one, if you had to, like, who would you go with? Who's your gut?
Oh. Gonna go with Kasumi.
Kasumi. Okay. I mean, both of these are dangerous. So.
Yes. Yes. Well, one, Kasumi is very, very flexible.
God. Okay. All right.
Well, and so if she has, if she has flexibility, does that mean that you have reach?
Oh boy. Oh, there we go. I should have expected that.
Yeah, to say it, folks.
Oh man, that's funny. Okay, okay. Anyone else want to chime in with thoughts on this one?
I after listening to the Two Girls One Ship episode, shout out Two Girls One Ship, their episode on Jack, I will never be able to take the one night stand option for Jack. I just can't do it. My emotions can't handle it.
Okay, well, and why is that? Like, for anybody who hasn't heard.
Because it's just you're like breaking her heart. This person who's like obviously so like hard-eyed sort of like affection, and then you're doing the exact same thing to her that has been done so many times. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I got you. Your voice is breaking up a lot, so I wonder if you turned your camera off, if it would help with the audio a little bit. But yeah, we heard most of that. I got you. Okay. Yeah, you got to be careful with some people. Makes sense.
Yeah, I get that. It's like you are basically perpetuating her fear of being vulnerable with anyone. I think if you do that, I think that's where you're going with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, Meiji.
Yeah, well, now he looks like he's paused again. But yeah, this is part of why, I think in all relationships, you need to be kind of open and honest and, you know, clear with your intentions, you know, and especially in people like that. Meiji, are you back? Meiji's still here. All right, cool. Any thoughts on that one? Or are we ready to move on? Any other thoughts?
I had a question. Does it matter if you can't see the top half of Kasumi's face, or does it matter?
I mean,
not an issue.
You can actually get, I think, if what was it in the Legendary Edition, that you actually get to see a little bit more of her face than because of the lighting.
Yeah, change. And there's a specific moment in 3 where Kasumi's like outline is more visible. But yeah, it's true. I mean, we have no idea. Kasumi could have an atrociously receding hairline.
Maybe she just keeps the hood on all the time.
I mean, it would be perfect for me, so.
Well, there you go.
I already have that.
Yeah. Awesome, Soda. Thank you for this one. All right, let's move on to William. William, what are your 3?
So, kill Korra. She can, from Andromeda, she can just straight up die.
Wow, this is our first Andromeda poll. Okay.
Oh, someone else had an Andromeda poll.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, but Korra can choke and die.
gosh.
One night stand with Liara, and I'm between marrying Miranda and Tali.
Ooh. So, question about Korra.
Yes.
Is it because of the last name?
No, it's because how annoying she is about, I was, and I'm sorry, and oh my god, she needs to die. Every single time you talk to her, she brings up how she was an Asari huntress, and how she trained with them for all those years. Shut up.
Okay.
I did Romancer my first playthrough of Andromeda, and it wasn't bad, but she was annoying as shit. It was just like, I messed up my PB romance and I couldn't romance her, so I got stuck with Cora, and I was like, well, fine, you're my backup.
Cora is very insistent on the whole how she trained with Asari commandos. I also romanced Cora in my first playthrough of Andromeda, and wow, that scene was more graphic than I anticipated. they didn't get stingy on the animation, I guess.
Not at all.
No. Yeah, so I don't know. Of all of the romances I've done in Mass Effect so far, I think Cora's was my least favorite.
Yeah, I like the Miranda one a lot, but I haven't done the Tali one yet. That's my next one. But Miranda was, once I understood her more, I really liked her.
Okay, so who were the other two on your list again?
One I stand with Liara.
Okay.
Just because I want to know what it's like to mind meld. That just sounds fun. Yeah. And then I'm between marrying Tali and Miranda, but leaning towards Miranda.
Wow. Okay. What do you feel like that's going to be like?
I mean, she'll kill you if you screw up. Right? And if you lie to her. So don't lie to her. Don't do anything stupid. But she's got a nice accent. And once you understand her, like especially the Shadow Broker DLC and like reading those emails and like kind of stalking her and seeing what she was going through, she makes more sense.
So you feel more sympathetic to her.
Yeah.
And like you can approach her as a, I've always, she's the kind of character who always keeps a certain amount of distance.
Mm-hmm.
And like you have to bridge that distance if you're going to have a healthy marriage. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Anybody else want to chime in? No? Everybody else is good on this one? Okay. Cool. Thanks, William. All right, Turbo. You're up, buddy.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but I would kill Joker because he's the only one I think I could actually kill out of all those squad mates. Joker's...
I don't know that he's an official squad mate. I mean, he's part of the crew, but...
You play as him for a little bit in Mass Effect 2, so I don't know if that would let him be in there.
All right. I mean, it's fair enough, I guess. Sure. Okay.
It's the only one I think is me personally could kill. All the rest of them I would lose in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely. Fuck, I'd have to say...
just straight up with it. Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Rex.
Wow.
It's a one-night stand.
Really?
It's the voice.
Wow.
I like his voice.
I was wondering if anybody was going to bring any of the Krogan in or any of them.
Going to need a wheelchair.
Like, yeah, I that's why it's a one-night stand. That's why it's not married. Because after the one-night stand, you're going to need a recovery period.
Wow. Okay.
Go to the ICU.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's ways.
I'm not necessarily going to be the bottom. Maybe Rex will be the bottom.
Oh, gosh.
We don't know how it is in the bedroom. There's ways of females seem like the more dominant, going to be more dominant in the bedroom because there's so little of them. They know that they're going to get their way.
That's probably true. They hold all the leverage.
So I don't know. I don't know. I got to comment on this. I don't know if Rex would be a bottom. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of creative ways of enjoying each other.
And Mary, it's Tali wins, but it was a really close tie with Vetra.
Okay, but Tali takes it, huh?
Tali takes it.
Okay. Does anybody else want to chime in with getting Rexed?
Okay. Also, number one, Krogans have four balls. So that needs to factor into your decision making.
Valid, yeah, and just, canon, just go
be
on.
Be prepared.
Also, I feel like if you really wanted to flip the tables around, you would be a Dom bottom, and that would throw Rex off.
Wow. Jen's hand is just permanently now stuck on her forehead.
The reason with Rex being on top is this: I worry he's going to crush me. It's a safety hazard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like you would probably want to...
We may need harnesses.
...be clear about... the boundaries of the encounter. Sure.
I don't think
want my pelvis being fractured.
Yeah. I don't think Rex being on top should be is your biggest concern.
Yeah. Yeah, we could get into more detail with this, but maybe we won't. Anybody else have any thoughts on this?
Is this
one?
Breaking TOS, Tom?
I don't think so. But whatever. Whatever. All right. I think everyone else is just kind of like contemplating this silently. Thank you, Turbo. Thank you for bringing this one up. I was wondering if some of these other characters would show up. Meiji, let's see if your audio is working on this one. Are you able to talk clearly now?
Yeah, I hope.
Oh no, it's still like it like doing that digital like stuttery thing.
Hopefully you guys can hear me okay.
Okay, try now.
Can you guys hear me okay now?
Yeah, that's a little bit better. I think you use less bandwidth okay. Without the camera.
So I don't know how to follow that up. One night stand. We're going with Samara because she's beautiful, but I don't know if I could handle somebody like that for a lifetime.
Okay.
Mary, we're going with Thane because Thane just seems like he's just going to be there for you. He's never going to forget your birthday. And then for Kill, I'm going with Morden because Morden has objectively done the most bad in the entire series.
I was wondering if anyone was going to kill Morden. That was another thought I had about somebody.
And we can, and I'm sure we can discuss the morality of, you know, enacting the genophage on another patron chat. But just to me, it seems like he has done objectively the most amount of harm out of every squad mate. So he, you know, if I have to choose someone, it's going to be Morden.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and knowing what we know can happen in Mass Effect 3, do you still believe that Morden doesn't get redemption?
I don't know if you know you're still muted or not, or if you're just thinking. Meiji?
Here we go. I heard you. I don't know. It's for smarter men than me to decide. But if I'm gonna do the whole, you know, FMK, as it were, the K is going to Morden. How many lives have been sacrificed in the wake of his decisions? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean you gotta draw a line somewhere because you have to kill somebody. So that seems like
I put Morden in the same realm as the creators of the atom bomb, like. They created it, but they didn't use it.
They weren't the ones who made the demands. They're decision, just the ones who had to work on it. Right.
The Solarians created it, but then it was the Turians that said, oh, we're just going to go ahead and use it.
That's facts. I wouldn't argue with that.
Yeah,
I
would like to it's a tricky point
out
thing.
Out really quick. The last two girls in this patron chat is about who would you murder? Who would you literally murder? I think that's hilarious.
So, yeah. Sammy, have any other thoughts?
No, just I wanted to play devil's advocate with Morden and, you know, how his arc plays out in Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, fair enough. Anybody else want to chime in about these ones?
Well, if you kill Morden, doesn't that mean that the genophage sticks around forever?
Maybe.
That's a fair point. I hadn't really considered that. Also, yeah, I guess it kind of depends on when in the timeline of events this FM.
You're getting all digitally, and I think you're probably lagged out at this point.
It is taking place.
Right. When it takes place.
Is it all on the same night? You know, pre Mass Effect 1? You know, who's to say?
Yeah. I mean, it could be at the end of the story, right? It could be after certain things happen. So.
I see the message from Meiji in the chat here in the Zoom says, go on without me, I'm dead. I think for the sake of argument for the rest of this episode, why don't we just suppose that all of these decisions are happening post, you know, what we know in Mass Effect 3. So
the end of the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yep. All right. Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break because we got to thank our patrons, you guys. And then we're going to come back and be thinking if you've got a really good three-person dilemma, and it can be from anybody, anybody in the series, as long as people are familiar with them. You can't be like that third guy in the bedroom in the scene where this, like, just like people will recognize, right? And we're going to tackle those when we get back. Tackle those. Oh, gosh. All right, here we go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this station is mine. I like the sound of that.
All right, we're going to take a quick little break here to thank our patrons. And let's see, we've got, it's been 2 weeks. I feel like it's been forever, but it's only been like, well, a week, right? Since we did the Sam. And in that last week, we have some new patrons, including Jennifer N. and Cyclops. I don't know if we gave Cyclops a shout out last time. Thank you for signing up and helping to support the show. Also, big thanks to all of our Tier 5 Commander Shepherds. This includes Kolka Shins, Captain Shanko, Kira, Apollo, Lieutenant Tosina, Pipe Man, and Big Bills 63. Thank you to all of you guys. And if we've done anything to help you get through your workday or your workout or your drive to work or talking about uncomfortable things with other people on the internet, then go to patreon.com/MassEffectLoreCast, where you can sign up and get ad-free episodes and t-shirts and join us on future episodes of the show, just like this one. We really appreciate all the support. Thank you to all 53 of our patrons right now. You guys are amazing. You help me and Sam make this a priority and do this regularly, so we genuinely appreciate it. But I'm not going to take any of your more time. Your more time. Words are hard. Words is hard. I need a little bumper that goes, words is hard. I should make one of those. But we're going to do reviews next week, so we've got some new ones in, but we won't cover those yet. Let's get back to the rest of the show. Here we go.
Spit it out, or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right, here we are. We're back, and it looks like Meiji Moose had to time out on us. But I think this is going to be interesting. I've got some people picked out, but I want to hear what you guys come up with for a possible three that would be difficult to choose between. And that could mean they're all three good choices. They're all three bad choices. It's just this weird jumble of characters. And you'd be like, oh my God, what do I do without any of those? Who wants to go first? Does anybody have three that would be really interesting to pick from?
I got one.
Okay, go for it.
Ellie, Trainer, or Joker?
All right. Tally, you said Trader?
Trainer. Kelly.
Kelly.
Trainer. Kelly, Trainer. Okay,
Kelly,
okay.
Kelly, Trainer.
Got it.
Kelly, Trainer, and Joker.
And Joker. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So Kelly Chambers, Samantha Trainer, and Jeff Joker Moreau.
All right. Who wants to chime in on this one? Everybody doesn't need to go, but if you feel like you've got an answer for this, just raise your hand and we'll Kolka. Kolka's ready.
Okay, so kill Kelly, fuck Trainer, and marry Joker.
Okay. I'm all in on that answer.
Same.
All right.
This gets my vote.
Seems very popular.
How can you marry Joker? Wouldn't you just break his bones every time?
Well, you know, marriages make do with things, you know.
Just fair, I guess.
Innovative uses of pulleys.
He just gets Joker a safety harness.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, safety harness. Or, you know, you just... Again, people can be very creative and still intimate. It can work. Does anybody have a different take on this? Anybody want to be contrary? Everyone's generally in agreement on this one. Okay. All right. All right. Who else wants to go? Who has another three? All right. So I saw Paulo's hand first. Paulo?
I'll just go with the three of my favorites. So we'll go with Liara, Tali, Edie.
Oh, okay. So I was wondering if Edie was going to show up. Liara, Tali, Edie. Who wants to chime in on this one? Who wants to be the first to go?
Who's fucking Edie? That's my question.
Turbo is. Turbo. Turbo's raising his hand. Turbo, are you agreeing to that, or are you saying you want to go?
I know. I'll go. I'd fuck Tali, marry Edie, and kill the last one.
Okay, so you're going to marry Edie.
Yeah, because Edie, it's like there are some relationships that are just platonic. Like we could just be like, because I don't know if she has any holes, so it's not like you really could fuck her.
Maybe you could update her.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but you can marry her for her personality, like and stuff like that. Like, because she's not a bad person. Like, I didn't really pay much attention in Mass Effect 3 and stuff, because she's with Joker, so I'm like, okay. But Mary, yeah. If you're like she's a nice person.
Okay. How do you guys feel? Does anybody agree with this, or does it, Kolka?
All right. So Edie is not on my hookup list, but I do feel like this might be a good comparison. Legion is maybe on my hookup list.
Really?
Because think about it in terms of like, I think there's a good chance that the Quarians probably like, some Quarians use the Geth as like among like, you know, their labor, but also for like sex toys, you know, if we're just being honest with like, you know, civilized depravity.
What people do. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I'm like, oh, there might be like attachments and things you can like swap out and stuff. So not Edie, but Legion. And I get the vibe though.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
All right, I got a list here, and it's actually based off of the past few episodes that we've done, Tom.
Oh boy! Oh no!
So, are you ready, Anderson?
Let's see where this Hackett is going.
And Udina.
Anderson, Hackett, Udina. Wow. I feel like you just like got to be into old dudes for this one.
Anderson, Hackett, Udina. I want to hear some combos for this.
I feel like I know what I would do with this too. Go ahead, Jen.
I would kill Udina. Mm-hmm. I would have a one night with Hackett, and then I would marry Anderson.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer. That's what I would. I agree.
Yeah,
we're getting a lot of nods.
Nailed it,
William.
So I'm gonna kind of throw this for a loop. One night stand with Udina, but halfway through the one night stand, murder him.
What?
Then Anderson. That was my one answer, night stand too. With Anderson, then marry Hackett. I think that's fair.
Wow. Okay. That is getting very creative. All right. Meiji in chat says Hackett a freak.
Does anyone want to marry Udina? That's the real question.
I don't think so.
I mean, if you were just in it for the money and power, I guess I could see it, but
yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah. But I don't think so. Yeah. Interesting. All right. I've got one for you guys. If you're ready, you ready for this? All right. Legion, Rex, Grunt. What do you do? Go ahead. Who wants to chime in? Jen, you ready?
I have thoughts on Grunt. I don't. Are we saying that Grunt is a full adult in this case? Because he was only born 7 days ago in the game. So canonically, yes, he's a literal child.
Right. Well, like okay. That. He's not a literal child in this version. Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Turbo's raising his hand. Turbo?
Yeah. Kill Legion. Once again, fuck Rex. And I guess I'll marry Grunt.
You're going to marry Grunt. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, man. Interesting.
Like Rex and Grunt can be switched out, but there's no way I'm going to be able to kill them.
They're so different people. But you're not going to kill. You're not going to kill one of them. You're going to have to kill.
No, you're not going to kill them.
Okay. When? Yeah.
I want you to consider. What about the long term? Do you think Grunt is in a space for a long term relationship?
Uh huh.
Okay. No, he's totally not. He needs to live more first. So yeah. That's why I think I would do the one night with Grunt, marry Rex, and kill Legion.
Is anybody not killing Legion?
But here's the thing. If you kill Legion, you don't really kill Legion. You just kill the body host. Because Legion still lives and just transfers to the host.
Sure.
So would this be before or after Mass Effect 3 Priority Rannoch?
I mean, I guess it's after. So.
It's after, because I killed Legion.
Yeah, okay. Does anybody not kill Legion? I don't think anybody. Oh, yeah? Okay, why?
He's electronic, he's the stamina, you know?
Okay. All right. That's a good point. So if you don't kill Legion, then which of the other two do you kill?
Oh, I didn't think that far. That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have another group they want to toss out? Kolka.
All right. I got a really bad one. Morinth, Saren, and the Thorian.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that. All right. Everybody's making faces on this one. Who wants to chime in? Who wants to tackle this? Apollo?
Well, I guess I'm going to kill Morinth because if I sleep with her, I die. So I have to kill Morinth.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess I'll go one night stand with the Thorian just to see what it's all about. Who's the other one? I got lost.
Saren, yeah.
And I guess I'm going to have to marry Saren.
Oh.
That's my only choice. That's my only other one left.
It's true. This one's tough. William?
Kill the Thorian, one night stand with Saren, open marriage with Morinth.
Okay. Yeah, you
that wouldn't last long. You would probably end up dead.
I mean, half the time you murder your wife anyways, it's fine.
Half the time?
What? Wow. Okay, Turbo, you want to chime in?
With Morinth, if you're married to her, do you have to have sex with her? No, I know it's a stereotype, but half married couples don't have sex a lot. So it's like, we just don't have sex. I don't mind marrying her.
I mean, it is part of the whole.
And no offense with being married to Morris. I don't care if we have an open relationship, she cheats on me, because I'm still alive.
Okay. Yeah. The Musica says, the Thorian, how does that work exactly?
Yeah, with the Thorian, like, are you having sex with one of its minions, or are you having sex with the giant tentacle monster?
It just turns into a really bad anime.
Yeah, it's like so I'm about to kill the Thorian, marry Morinth, and have a one-night stand with Saren. And no offense, if I had to pick a Saren, I'm picking Saren at his peak before he starts going downhill with the Reaper.
Okay.
It's still pretty bad because he framed Anderson, but
he's not indoctrinated, and I don't have a chance of catching that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because no offense, is that transferable?
I don't know.
Like, how transferable is
indoctrination?
Yeah, yeah, that word.
Yeah, gotcha. I don't know. That's a good question, Jen.
Oh, I was going to put my final three people up for the list.
Okay. So did you want to chime in about the previous thing, or were you offering a list?
I had a one that goes off of that. Would you rather, what would it be? Harbinger, the Thorian, or the Arachnite Queen?
Oh my God.
Okay. First of all, marry the Arachnite Queen. I think a lot of people can agree with that. Kill Harbinger mainly to save all life in the galaxy. And then who was the last one?
The Thorian.
Well, I guess I'm going to do what I got to do. I don't know how to put it.
Oh, gosh. Anybody else want to chime in on this one? No, everyone's like, nope.
It's just that bad.
Nope. That's pretty rough.
Well, Tom, you know, before we wrap up, what was your original list?
Oh, my list?
For one night stand, marry, and kill for the squad mates.
Yeah. One night stand Miranda. She's pretty hot. I mean, you got to get with her, right? I'd marry Liara because she's super cool. And then I would probably kill... I debated this one a bit. I'd probably kill Garrus. No, I'm kidding. Everyone's gonna be like, oh my God. No, I'm kidding. Just joke. Probably kill.
Hush falls over the crowd.
I'd probably kill Legion. I know that's not great, but again, the hive mind thing, it's kind of the least worst murder.
Right. Like, it doesn't see someone's existence.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. So, like, okay, now this body just is broken. Sorry, I had to pick one. Like, I don't know. I think that's who I'm going with. But I'm curious about Jen's list. Jen, you said you have a list. I've got one more list as well.
Well, yeah, I went with the big guys, the bad guys, the elusive man, Kai Lang, and Saren.
Yeah. I was wondering if anybody was going to do bad guys. What do you guys think? Who wants to chime in on this one? Everybody's contemplating. Yeah, Apollo?
Well, I think I'd sleep with Kai Lang because he's flexible. He seems like he'd probably be good in bed. I'd okay. marry the elusive man because, I mean, he's got all the resources in the world. And then I'd kill Saren.
Fair. Fair. Okay. I mean, that'd be a weird marriage. I mean, he's probably a difficult dude to be married to. Kolka?
All right. I agree with Apollo, but for different reasons. Hate sex with Kai Lang.
Okay.
And kill Saren, obviously. And then marry the elusive man because I really like Martin Sheen's voice.
Well, it's a voice thing. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. the money too, for being honest.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else want to chime in?
I think I would do the same, but it would be the only thing I would change would be instead of kill, what was it?
Saren.
I would one night stand with Saren and kill Kai Lang.
Really? Interesting. I still don't know how that works, but
you should kill Thane.
Yeah. I would kill Kai Lang for Thane. That son of a bitch.
That was for Thane.
Psych, do you have any thoughts on this, or Cloudy? I know you guys have been kind of quiet. I think Psych's going like, why did I join this chat this week?
Actually, that's exactly what's been crossing my mind.
Oh gosh.
So yeah, no, I'm just keeping my thoughts to myself.
All right.
If I have to, I'll kill Saren. One night stand with Kai Lang, or no, with the elusive man, and then marry Kai Lang.
Kai Lang.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Interesting. I mean, you gotta pick somebody, right? Like, that's the dilemma here.
I can't handle the elusive man's condescending tone, like, constantly. It'd be like, spaghetti again. I don't know right. who won.
Well, you make dinner. I'm too busy taking over the universe. Well, screw that. Yeah, yeah.
Get a better chair.
Get a better chair. What's with that chair? Yeah, that's a good question. All right, I've got one I think is going to be really difficult here. Male Shep, female Shep, Garrus. What do you guys think about that?
You're not killing Shepard. I'll say that. I mean, no one's killing Shepard.
You could. Like, theoretically, you could pick one. Does anybody want to chime in on this one? All right, Kolka.
All right. So we're going to stick with all my original reasons to marry Garrus, the voice, the narrow waist, the, just continued relations. One night stand with Maleship, because I guess in a sense that I've played him so much, it'll almost be kind of like, oh, that's me. It'll be less it's weird.
It's so comfortable. It's like yourself.
And then kill Femship, just because it's like, sorry, we ran out of options.
You're the last one on the list. You got to go. Okay. Cloudy, did it look like you were going to chime in? I don't know if you were raising your hand.
Oh, no, I was raising my hand, but okay. I was drinking whiskey. But okay. I guess I had to figure we'd kill Male Shep, one night stand with Fem Shep, marry Garrus. Simple.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said in like the second episode, you're like, I don't play Male Shep because he looks like a douchebag. And I think you said it exactly like that. And I like have to agree.
He kind of looks like a douchebag. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And at least the default guy, one, right?
The guy who the default Male Shep is modeled after, Mark Vanderloo, he is reportedly not a fan of Mass Effect at all, and does not want to be bothered by fans of Mass Effect. Like, famously, is absent and does not have any love lost for the series or its fans.
So you're saying he's kind of a douchebag?
Kinda. Well, yeah, at least that's what I've heard. I haven't met the guy, so maybe he's super cool. I don't know.
There you go. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm a straight male guy, but I can definitely tell, like, there's the certain vibes that some guys give off that I'm like, oh, that seems like a really cool dude. Like, if I was into dudes, seems like a really good guy. And then there's other vibes that, and you know, you judge people on looks. We all do it, right? And then there's some looks that you're just like, no, that guy looks like a douche. I don't think I'd be into him. So that's just me. Sam, what do you think about this one?
I would go with the same order as Cloudy for what I just said about Mark Vanderloo. And you know what? I would marry Garrus. Has anyone here seen the Brandon Keener Smuckers commercial?
No. What?
That's all the proof you need. That's all the proof you need that Garrus would make an amazing husband.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Make you perfect PB&Js every day.
You're probably right. Like, if you were to marry one of the shepherds, they'd probably be running off to save the galaxy and leaving you at home. And but I mean, Garrus would probably do the same thing, though. He'd just be nicer about it, maybe.
Can you imagine being married to Shepherd, looking at going over the bank statements, 400,000 credits for fish. What the hell?
Yeah. Sam, do you have a final one? We gotta wrap this up soon. You have another list to give us?
Yes. Okay. So I hadn't heard anyone say these names yet. And so here are some names that are minor supporting characters, but you know, Gianna Parisini, Dr. Michelle, and Emily Wong.
Cloudy's making a lot of faces. Cloudy, do you have thoughts on this one?
Kill Dr. Michelle. That's not even a question. I don't even have a fucking problem with that. I would marry Gianna. No, I would have a one-night stand with Gianna and then marry Emily Wong because she seems very stable. I'm like a sane person.
Yeah, with stable
options. Gianna, I feel like, would run off somewhere. Like, she would get bored and just be like, I want to be a different person. And then she'd be gone.
Yeah, I kind of had the same exact thoughts on that one, so I'd have to go with the same order. Anyone else have any thoughts?
Jen?
No, same order as Scotty.
Wow. Do you guys crack this one? Everyone else is nodding. A lot of people are nodding.
It's
on this.
The turning and chocolate, man.
Now, how about, what if I throw a little curveball in there, and instead of Dr. Michelle, it's Dr. Chakwas? Does that change anyone's answer? Because for me, it would. I've been famously now joking / not joking about how we want a Dr. Chakwas romance option in this game. And if the options were Gianna Parisini, Dr. Chakwas, and Emily Wong, then I think that I would marry Dr. Chakwas, because like, she seems extremely knowledgeable, wise, easy to get along with, someone that you would want to spend many years with. And I would sleep with Gianna, and I guess I'd have to kill Emily Wong.
Yeah.
You're going to kill the reporter, Sam? That doesn't seem good.
There can only be one.
He's killing the competition.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would coming also agree five, with...
Jen, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I would also agree with marrying Dr. Chakwas, because she will sit there and drink with you. And that to me is one of my favorite scenes. Just sitting there, getting drunk with your friends. Mm-hmm.
Or spouse. All right, I've got one final one. I'm going off of the reservation a little bit on this one. All right, go with me here. Voice actors, Mark Meer, Jennifer Hale, or Keith David? Jen's shaking her head no.
No, because that's the part that makes it weird. I can think about doing weird things with a visual of digital people, but uh-huh. Once you bring the real world into it, then that makes it weird.
Just based on the voice, if they were just like, just a voice, not a real person. Because there was a lot of talk about voices, and this is where it got me. I was like, voices are important. Based on the voice, what do you go with? Any thoughts? Anybody? All right, Apollo. Apollo's ready.
All right, so just off voice.
Because we don't know a whole lot about them personally.
Just off
right?
voice. Just I'm going to have to kill Mark Meer. A one night stand. What's his face?
Keith David?
Keith David. And then I'll marry Jennifer Hale.
Okay. Yeah. Kolka?
This is very difficult. Just for lack of options, kill Jennifer Hale, one night stand with Mark Meer, and then marry Keith David, and then ride that voice as prominent as the rest of my life.
Yeah. I mean, they've all got great voices, right? Like, yeah. Yeah. Anybody else? Oh, Psych, do you want to chime in? Was that a finger in there? That was a no. That was just a hand. Okay. Got it. Anybody else? Any other thoughts on this one? This one's just too far. Tom, you finally take it too far. This is it. Sam, I think we've hit the end of the episode. I think this is as much as our guests can take of this topic.
Yeah, I think so. I was not going to comment on that last one because I wouldn't like to preclude any business opportunities for us.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough choice. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just going on voice, like not on people, because they're all great people, you know? Yeah, it's tough. These are some interesting and difficult things. I think what's fun about these conversations is it really shows how different characters resonate with you. You know, like some of them you're more willing to say, okay, well, if I have to kill somebody, I'll kill this one. Some of them you're more like, okay, this one definitely a romantic option, or this is what I want in a marriage, so therefore I'm more into this character than another character. It just it shows all the diversity. I think this is kind of fun because of that, you know. Yeah.
I can't wait to see the YouTube comments on this one.
YouTube comments are always the best. Never read the comments.
Oh, yeah.
Never read the comments. I mean, I do. We get a lot of nice comments, too. But yeah. Well, anything else you want to say before we wrap this up, Sam?
Well, you know, I'm still streaming every Monday, Thursday, Saturday. I am doing my first playthrough of Dragon Age ever. That's on Thursdays. On Saturdays, Sassy Ship Saturdays. I'm nearing the end of Mass Effect 2 on my first FimShep playthrough. And Mondays is just random. So if you'd like to catch any of my streams, you can follow me at N7TheLegend on Twitch or Twitter.
Cool. And I'm going to go through the list of everybody and thank everybody for being here. If you guys have something you want to shout out, some project you're working on that you want to share, or just ways people can reach out to you, or you just want to say thanks for being here or whatever. I'm thanking you for being here, but you would say you're welcome for being here. Let's just go down the list. Jen, thanks for making it work, even though you're not feeling so good.
Yeah, you're welcome. This was definitely an interesting topic, so I felt I needed to be here for tonight. But I am Genesis, one half of the Two Girls, One Ship podcast, where we analyze, rate, and review all the world of video game romances has to offer. You can find me in the Robots Radio Discord and on all the social medias at Two Girls, One Ship.
Awesome. Yeah, that show's on the Robots Radio Rocket Club. Part of our group. All of those shows you can find at robotsradio.net, by the way, if you're looking for links for those. Well, thanks, Jen. Cloudy?
Yep. I'm in the Robots Discord. I have a Twitter. It's CloudyAtlas22. I do Mass Effect art. Nothing really goes on in my life, and it's nice.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that works for you. Thanks for being here. Yen, you want to join us? Or say something? Join us. Where's my brain? Yen?
When?
Yen? I'm messing up names.
Oh, hey, yes.
Hi.
nothing to shout out.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Kolka?
Thank you so much for having me. This was my my first patron episode, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, thanks for being here. This has been awesome. Apollo?
Nothing to shout out. Just glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Apollo. Psych? Thanks for putting up with us, Psych.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. all right, so I've got three things to shout out. Two are new Robots Radio shows, Robots Rocket Club shows that will be hopefully coming up soon. One is the MCU Lorecast, and the other is the Mass Effect Blue Shift moved over to the Robots Rocket Club. So we are working on new episodes as we speak. The third thing is more local for me. I have been cast as Benedict in a community theater play of Much Ado About Nothing. So if you are in the greater Oklahoma City metro area, check out Norman Family Theater on Facebook for dates and place. And I'll work with them. Maybe I can get a stream for it for you guys, but I'll work. No guarantee at all.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. That sounds like so much fun. Well, thanks for being here.
It's a blast.
Yeah. Keep us updated on that. That sounds awesome. Soda, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tom. It's been a great night talking with all these amazing people. Anyone needs to get a hold of me, I am in the Robots Radio Discord at the username Soda. Just find me there. Or you can go over to Simulators Anonymous on Twitch or www.simulatorsanonymous.com, and you can find me there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us again. William, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Have fun. I'm just on Discord as BigWheels63. I don't do anything but work.
Well, that's important.
My work has nothing to do with video games, so there's that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. And then Turbo, you got anything cool going on, Turbo?
Nothing cool going on.
Nothing.
I'm
cool.
I'm just reading and going to work and doing hobbies.
Well, thanks for being here, buddy. And then Meiji Moose as well, who had to log off because of the internet issues. Meiji, thanks for joining us as well. And all of the shows that you heard mentioned that are on the Robots Radio Network should be available, if I've updated the website, which I need to do this week, on robotsradio.net. And my shows as well. I've been doing the Lord of the Rings Lorecast is getting a lot of really positive reviews. People are really loving it. And if you're into a bunch of other games like Fallout and Elder Scrolls or The Witcher, I do a bunch of other lore casts on those shows as well. So go to robotsradio.net, check those out. Guys, thank you for joining us. This has been super fun. We really appreciate your support. So thanks for being here. Sam, anything else you want to say?
Yeah. As always, like I think I've said this a lot. I can't really say it enough. I'm consistently humbled by the level of support that you all show the show. If it weren't for this level of support, I'm not sure that I would be able to find the bandwidth to pour as much of my heart into this show as I do. Of course, I love this show, and I love Mass Effect, and I love you all. But really, it takes a lot out of me, and I know it takes a lot of time to do so many shows every week, and for me to do two jobs. More than just monetary, seeing the reviews that you all leave, seeing you know what you say in the Discord, Tom and I may not always reply, but we always see it. And I don't know, for Tom, I'm sure it's true. For me, I know it's true that when I see something that says, like, you know, this show, you know, lifted me out of a dark place. I've seen that before. I've seen someone else that said that because of some things that were going on in their life, they had been socially isolated, and this show gave them a pipeline out of their out into the world, I guess, and made them feel a little less lonely. And A, that's impressive to me, because I never would have guessed that I would have ever had any part in doing something like that for someone. And B, I just wanted to say that you all support me probably more than I support you in any way. So,
yeah, thanks for the support, guys. We really do appreciate it. And it's also fun to have a bunch of friends to talk about stuff with. So thanks for being here. All right. Well, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with another episode on Monday night at 10:30 Eastern. In the evenings. So come join us, watch us live, and join in the chat. We always love to see the chat and you guys commenting during the show. So thank you so much. Ego in chat says mass love or love effect? ? Thanks for being here, everybody. Stay safe this week. We will see you again next week. And that's it. Thanks for being here. We really like you guys. All right. Later.
Thanks for tuning into the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast, or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.